Hi, this is Cliff from the Cliff and Sharon Radio Show. Welcome to this week's podcast, where we count down five of the most impressive, interesting stories from our show this week.
Oh my gosh, there's some great stuff going on in the world, and we want to share them with you.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Number five.
We're at that time of the year where a lot of folks are traveling or making travel plans for the upcoming vacation period.
Mm-hmm. And Thanksgiving and whatnot. Yeah.
And you've just been flying. And I got to thank you so much for texting me this picture.
Oh, my God. You know, we've talked about on the plane things that really cheese us off, like, you know, when the person behind you goes to stand up and they have so little leg muscles that they, like, yank on the back of your seat just to stand up, things like that, or, you know, reclining right on top of you right when the drinks have come and you've got your tray table out and all of that. Oh, I just love all that. I've got a new least favourite thing. And that is, I was flying the other day, and I was on the aisle, and I'm happily sitting there, and my friend is sitting across the aisle from me, and all of a sudden I look down, and there is a bare foot right there at my elbow virtually, and not just a bare foot, it was an old man barefoot.
Your gnarly now, toes, you think, man, look at this.
Oh, I know. Listen, you think about, like, because some people have got pretty feet. Right? Typically, old men, not so much because they don't take care of them. Their skin's all dried out and hard and callousy. Their toenails are all...
These are gnarly, man. This guy hasn't had a clipping in years,
I know. He could just about braid those toenails. They were so long. And I just kind of glanced down and went, oh! And I looked over at my friend, Mandy, and I glanced down and she looked and we both nearly choked on our Bloody Marys. So she took the photo. It was just horrible. Listen, don't take your shoes and socks off on the plane. Or if you do, keep them on the floor. How about don't just kind of, you know, crook your leg up there and have your gnarly old man's feet hanging out there for us all to see.
Listen, folks, here's the best part. She sends me a text photo of this. Literally, the foot is cross-legged. It's got to be 2 feet from your face.
I know.
This is just nasty.
It's gnarly and it's nasty. And don't do it. Don't be that person.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, all these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Number four.
You know, I've been to other places around the world, and it's strange to walk off a plane in Germany or Japan, and there's a McDonald's. I mean, it's not the first thing that I would think about going to when I'm in a foreign country. And I guess it's a novelty for the people who live there. Ooh, Big Mac. You know, it'd be kind of cool. But the McDonald's in Japan has come up with a disgusting fall treat. You know, I thought poutine in Canada was kind of weird, but this is just going. This is going too far.
Well, you know, in America, as soon as the first leaf drops off the tree, we're all over pumpkin spice everything. And so the Japanese, you know, they're like, really, America? Yeah, that's the best you've got. So they're like, that's not a knife. This is a knife. It's kind of one of those scenarios in terms of the whole pumpkin spice thing. Their new seasonal treat is chocolate pumpkin fries drizzled with pumpkin sauce and chocolate sauce. Let me just say that again.
Ugh.
Chocolate pumpkin fries. Well, we have sweet potato fries, so I imagine sweet potato fries and pumpkin fries is probably similar, right? But then to have chocolate on the fry, like chocolate sauce and pumpkin sauce.
I don't get that. My wife grew up dipping her French fries into a vanilla milkshake. I guess that was a thing. I know, right? It's disgusting.
That is horrible.
Yes.
We had McDonald's tested out a burger with a black bun. Do you remember that in Tokyo a few years ago? I mean, it looked awful. Like, visually, it was not very appealing at all. I'm not sure if they're going to bring that back this year. I just think, listen, Japan, you gave us sushi. We're good with that. Thank you.
We're good.
Thank you. We've embraced that part of your culture. We don't need your pumpkin chocolate drizzled pumpkin fries.
You've done enough.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
This is not going to be easy for you to hear, but it needs to be said.
Number three.
So imagine for a minute you're a group of military dudes or dudettes, and you're tasked with coming up with a really cool, awesome, aggressive name for the new B-21 Raider that the military is coming up with. So here are some of the actual names that were submitted. Ready for this?
And not by just members of the public.
No.
These were suggested by members of the Air Force.
Yes.
U.S.
Yes.
Airmen and women during a naming contest. Yeah.
The Baconator.
I kind of like that.
Uh-huh.
The Batplane.
Batplane, I love.
Yeah.
This is my favorite, though. Bomby McBomberton.
Bomby McBomberton. Well, do you remember there was a big ice cutter or something, and somebody wanted to name it Boaty McBoatface?
Yes.
A few months ago, remember? Yeah. And then they kind of went, oh, we can't really be calling this multi-billion dollar vessel Boaty McBoatface, so they didn't.
No.
And so all these names, Baconator, Batplane, and Bomby McBomberton, were rejected, and instead, the Air Force decided to name the stealth bomber in honor of the Doolittle Raiders, who carried out a strike on Japan a few months after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
So that's what it's called. It's called the B-21 Raider is what it's actually called now. I think they should call it the Baconator, actually. Well, no, you think about it. ISIS would surrender. Just the threat of a pork bomb would be enough. I'm not right. I mean, that's mostly our enemy is ISIS.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number two.
Okay, this story is so weird. I actually thought about this the other day. My wife Lisa is deathly afraid of bears. So anytime we're out in the wilderness, she's going, "Do you think there's bears here?" I'm like, I don't know. Make lots of noise. And I actually thought, you know what? If you have some kind of martial arts skill or can box or wrestle or do any of that UFC stuff, could you actually
take down a bear?
Could you kick a bear in the cojones and would it go down like a human being? I'm just wondering.
You have boxed and you've done, what was the martial arts you did?
It was Krav Maga, which is is Israeli self-defense. But, these things weigh
big.
A ton.
Yeah, they really
do. Well,
this Japanese
fisherman actually did this.
He did. He was out fishing, and he looked up, and he saw a 6-foot-tall Asian black bear, and instead of walking away, the bear started walking towards him. And this is what the guy said. "Ah, at first glance, it seemed like something was there, and it was a bear with an imposing stance. It came pouncing toward me with my eyes met the bear's. Its rounded ears were perfectly circular, just like a teddy bear, and its face was so huge."
That's what he sounded like, huh?
That's how I imagine the man. He's Japanese. That's how I imagine he sounded. Now, this guy, who's 63 years old, holds a black belt in karate.
I love it.
So he thought, I'm not backing down. I didn't do all these years of karate for nothing. So he engaged with the bear and managed to fend off its attack. "Ah, the bear, he had such great strength. I was knocked over when it leapt at me. It scratched me, it bit me, but in the end I managed to trick the bear. I poked it in the eyes and I ran away."
By the way, folks, these are exact quotes. Thank you, Sharon. Nice
they're exact quotes, but with my rendition of his accent. This guy is like the Chuck Norris of Japanese fishermen, isn't he?
He really is a hero.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, improving your water cooler chat.
Number one.
When's the last time you had to do your resume? And is everything on your resume truthful? Now, think about that before you answer it, because 77% of HR managers have said they have found a lie, a mistake, or something totally ridiculous in somebody's resume. And, of course, we have some examples for you.
Here's some of the funniest or craziest things that HR managers said they've seen on people's resumes. Things like this. The person's last... I love this. The person's last name was Flynn, F-L-I-N, but autocorrect changed it to Flintstone.
I love that. And he didn't check it before he sent it in.
And the guy didn't know, and he didn't catch it before he sent the resume in.
A person misspelled attention in the phrase, great attention to detail.
Boom, boom. Not so much. What about this one? A person said they worked at a federal prison, but the background check showed that it was while they were locked up there.
Well,
which technically,
you didn't
I know,
lie.
Right? It's not technically a lie because when you're in prison, I think you worked, aren't you, in the laundry or the kitchen or the library or whatever, right?
You know what I find fascinating about this? Because I'm of the belief that no actually human reads these things anymore, that it's some algorithm on LinkedIn that goes through these and identifies the things that you need to be saying. Like on a list where it says skills, taking long walks shouldn't be one of the things that
but
you
somebody,
put on that.
But somebody put that on there as a skill. What about this? One guy wrote that he'd work harder if he got paid more. How about you work hard and then we'll pay you full stop? Or we'll reward your efforts. Don't expect one before the other. Someone printed their resume on paper with pictures of cats in the corners.
I love that. And somebody listed smoking as one of their hobbies.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
What are you thinking when you're sitting down there and you see that? It's just like, and I've seen this before, where it says sex, you don't go yes.
Yes, yes, please.
That's an M or F there, right?
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.